USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is keeping up his criticism of Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar and three other first-term House Democrats.
When they call our country garbage, I don't care about politics. I don't care if it's good or bad about politics. Many people say it's good. I don't know if it's good or bad. I can tell you this. You can't talk that way about our country. Not when I'm the president.
Omar tells supporters in Minnesota,
we are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president.
Much of the country is baking under a heat wave. Thousands of New York City commuters endured more than an hour trapped in stopped subway trains as the heat took out a faulty computer program. Transit President Andy Byford.
It was the servers that had failed such that the signals could not be seen. So the servers were rebooted and progressively the signal indications came back up.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Iran has seized a British oil tanker, claiming it was involved in a crash with a smaller fishing boat. President Trump said this after he heard of the downing of drones by both Iran and the U.S.
Only goes to show what I'm saying about Iran. Trouble. Nothing but trouble.
Someone in Mississippi may be slipping fentanyl into batches of heroin. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
A deadly batch of heroin may have killed as many as 6 people in Mississippi in the last few days. Some officials say it may have included fentanyl. Mississippi Bureau of Narcotics Director John Dowdy says that mistake could easily be fatal.
It doesn't take but 1 microgram of fentanyl to kill somebody. And so if you have somebody that's purchasing a gram of fentanyl and ingesting, you know, any part of that at one time, the chances of death are about 100%.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
50 years ago today, man first walked on the moon.
Contact light. Okay, engine stop. We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Just as millions of people around the globe watched the Apollo 11 moonshot, people today can also watch the mission unfold in real time on a special NASA website. Apollo 11 in real time, 50 years later. The website also carries simultaneous broadcasts of the Mission Control Room in Houston, along with a running transcript of the recorded audio. Viewers can check in at any point in the 8-day mission or just skip around to the highlights. The website includes 11,000 hours of mission control audio, 2,000 photographs, and information on each of the lunar surface samples that were collected by Armstrong and Aldrin. A well-known 80s movie finally has a sequel. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Tom Cruise made a surprise appearance at San Diego Comic-Con on Thursday to unveil the new trailer for the sequel to the classic 80s movie Top Gun. Top Gun Maverick will hit theaters in 2020, featuring Cruise reprising his role as Pete Maverick Mitchell.
The end is inevitable, Maverick. You're kind of headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.